CJLO 1690 AM. Ooh, that was a good set right there. That was a good set of things that you got to listen to, that we all got to listen to. That was Quiet Earth from over in Toronto. It was a track called Vile Intentions. I don't know why I said it like that. I did. That's off of their album Lifetime in Regression, which they did a release for last month. I think it's a full month ago at this point. I'm pretty sure. I should really verify these things. I should. Am I going to? Maybe. Maybe I... Some weeks I'm better than others. If you're listening to this show for the first time and you've stuck with it after the world premiere of that song, some weeks I am much better at giving you information than others. This is not one of those weeks. I apologize. Before that, from over in Vancouver, there's Wayne Grow, Pray for Blackout off of Sports, which is in all caps, so I have to say it that way. I can't just say sports because that would be... you know, a regular word. Since it's in all caps, you have to yell sports like that. Yeah, I don't know if you know that. That's a rule. That's a definite 100% rule that was made up for in the internet. And so that might be why you're not aware of it, because the internet is very vast and has a lot of different rules attached to it. There's at least 34 of them for sure, 100%. That's how many there are. I don't know if there's more than that maybe, but definitely at least 34 of them. I don't know what that 34th rule is, but it's definitely something for sure. Starting off that block of sludgy goodness was a band called Tragedy as Catharsis from over in Ontario. That was a track called Ritual Symmetry. So no Funeral Records. No Funeral Records always putting out some stuff that's really just great. Just great stuff. And if you are unfamiliar with them, you should definitely go check them out. See what they have. If you liked anything in that block, you will probably like what No Funeral has going on. So just go and enjoy all of that. Just all of it. And you will have a better life. Your life will be made better. It will go from the dark black and white version of your life in infomercials to the color happy version just by listening to one band. I know it sounds like I'm making that up, but that's all I'm going to say. That album, by the way, is called Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead, which very metal. Like, extremely metal of a title. I just... sometimes you get something that's just so good to say that you have to say it. You must say it. That's what I'm saying, is that you have to say it. It's what I said, and I just said it. Hey, you know what? I think we got a little bit too sludgy there. What do you think? I know, you agree with me. You always agree with me. That's why we have such a good relationship, you know? Because the two of us are always in agreement. All the time. 100% of the time. So you know what? I think we need to just pull it back just a little bit, right? We can go back into heavy things, but I really feel the way you're looking at me now that you need a little bit of a break, right? You need something to pull it back a little bit and just kind of enjoy, right? I can see it, you know. So let's listen to some Crippled Black Phoenix for you. Yeah? Yeah. They have been going now 20 years. They have two records that came out on the same day because they are a hardworking band that likes to do things in the weirdest way possible. I'm pretty sure that's correct. They have a covers record, which is Horrific Honorifics number 2. With the number 2 literally after that in the title, which, I mean, definitely needed to be clarified, because I might have thought, reading it here, that number 2 spelled out the number 2 could have meant also, but they clarified it for me. That's good. I'm glad. I'm happy about that. I'm not going to play you anything there, though. I went to a long digression just to talk about a record. Its name, then I'm not going to play anything from it. Instead, I'm going to play you something from the new record that they have. The Wolf Changes Its Fur, but Not Its Nature. I'm going to play you a track off of here. What one do I want to play? That's a good question. I mean, there's always a chance on one of their records that I will get just something that is ridiculously long and instrumental and doesn't go anywhere. I don't think this is one of them. I'm going to play Blizzard of Horned Cats. Which I don't know why I'm finding the image of that so funny. Just like you're walking around and just being, cats are just blowing around you. I don't know why I find that mental image funny, but I do. And you know what? That's fine. I am okay with that. Let's listen to that and we'll see where we go from there. Does that sound fair? You're agreeing with me. I know. Why did I ever doubt? I knew you would agree with me. I knew it. Thank you. Thank you so much. We have such a good relationship. I love it. Crippled Black Phoenix for you, Blizzard of Horned Cats, CJLO 1690. AM, the wolf changes its fur, but not its nature.
Thank you. But we begin tonight with the utterly dangerous words of an old man that could trigger World War III.
Is it China? Is it Taiwan?
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.